On the July edition of Our Town, joining me in the studio right now is the executive director of the Peace Harbor Foundation Board, Heather Quazanza, and Paula Burnett, who's the president of the board. Good day to you, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you've got an event coming up in later on this month, and it's the Art from the Heart Walk. Now, obviously, the foundation needs money to survive, so this is probably a good fundraiser for you guys.
So this is actually our first fundraiser in a while, since at least the start of the pandemic.
Since the start of the pandemic.
Correct, yeah.
So normally you guys do several different things, like, you know, and then you have your awards ceremony that you guys normally do in November,
mm-hmm.
and that you didn't get to do this last year either.
No, we weren't able to celebrate the caregivers in person.
Yeah, which is a shame because, you know, I've got one that usually gets, you know, some wings or something during that
time. The Guardian Angel Awards
yeah,
all the time.
Yeah, we miss that, yeah. But anyway, so what is going on with this event? Tell me, explain to me a little bit about the Art from the Heart Walk.
Well, we've got artists, a lot of local artists that are participating. They're donating their art to our foundation. We're raising funds for the cardiac support here in Florence.
Now, when you say raising money for the cardiac support, are you looking at buying equipment? Are you looking at supporting the staff? What is it actually doing?
Right now, we're looking at equipment. And one of our biggest purchases was a CT scanner. We received a grant for that. But we have a lot of other, Heather, you might be able to say what additional pieces of equipment that we're going to buy. But it's all to help our residents not have to travel to River Bend.
Yeah, that's the main goal. So a lot of the services that we've noticed being offered for cardiac program support have required our residents here in Florence to travel over the hill and go to River Bend. And we're really trying to eliminate that because, first of all, when you're dealing with a cardiac emergency, traveling is terrifying in and of itself. And then you add into the fact that 126 is one of the scariest roads here in Oregon, as well as very treacherous during the winter months. We want to make sure that we're able to offer the best cardiac support here on the coast that we can for our residents.
So you get a lot of support, obviously, from Peace Health as far as wanting to do this. I mean, this isn't like you're not taking away business from the mothership, so to speak.
No, we're actually trying to just bring the business here locally. So we're just taking a lot of the stuff that they have been historically doing across the hill and bringing it here so people don't have to travel.
And it does make sense, too, because transportation is always a problem. And if you have to use, you know, Western Lane Ambulance or something there, then you have to, you know, wait for their availability.
Correct.
And stuff like that. So it becomes a bit more of a problem at that point and could cause long-term damaging effects or possibly death, God forbid. Yeah.
So the couple pieces of equipment that we're really focusing on fundraising for right now, as Paula mentioned, we have a CT scanner upgrade, and that's actually going to help prevent the need for an invasive procedure that previously only occurred over at River Bend.
So is this like a high definition CT scan? It's like digital?
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really, really cool.
Like sort of like they did with the mammography machines a few
years
back.
Very similar. Yep.
Okay.
And then the other one that we're looking at getting an upgrade to is our echocardiogram machine. And so those are the two big pieces of equipment that we're trying to fundraise for. The cardiac program support fund will also cover training for our staff, additional new staff possibly in the future, and other things that we need to ensure that we're providing the best cardiac support here on the coast.
When you have the ECG or
CT scanner.
CT scanner. What level of education do you have to have? I mean, who operates that? Is it a nurse generally?
So it's our radiology department.
Radiology department.
Yeah, we're working very, very much hand in hand with our radiology team to make sure that they know exactly what we're looking for in terms of scans and tests and all that jazz. So they're receiving exceptional training to make sure that they're able to utilize these machines to the best of their abilities, because these are like super high tech pieces of equipment.
Well, it's like when you get a new computer or a new phone, you know, you play with your phone a little while, and then about a year after you have it, you realize, oh, it can do this.
Yep.
So you want to get that out of the way at the beginning, right?
Yes, that is accurate. Yeah. And our radiology team is exceptional, and they're doing a phenomenal job getting ready to get trained up on these new pieces of equipment. And it's really neat, actually. The CT scanner is like a 24-hour turnaround. Basically, we go in, we can set it up, and then within 24 hours, the team's able to use it. So
that's pretty good.
We're going to be able to utilize it pretty quickly for our patients.
Now, the Art from the Heart Walk begins on Friday, July 23rd. Tell me a little bit about how this is going to work. Obviously, you were looking in times past. Mm-hmm. We used to be able to do in-person things. Mm-hmm. Things have been changing, and the pandemic, of course, came along and changed that. So you decided on a virtual.
We are. It's a virtual auction. We have a website that we'll point to later, and people can go on, view the art, and take and make their bids. And they'll also be notified if someone outbids them. And so it's kind of really interactive. It's very nice. But on the 23rd, between 5 and 8 p.m. on Bay Street, everyone should meet at the Heart. We'll have passports available. Every artist studio that's sponsoring art will have a stamp, and we will, if they complete their passport, they can turn that in to the art store and be entered into our drawing, which has got a lot, right, Heather?
So it's for a photography package from Roger Bennett, valued at over $450.
Very nice.
And so this is a free entry into this particular raffle. You just have to go and visit all the lovely art studios and our sponsors in the downtown area. And
In addition, a lot of the bars and restaurants have decided that they might offer a little something heart healthy that
evening.
Oh,
that would be nice.
Mm-hmm. And
because, you know, we do have a lot of comfort food in this town, I have to admit.
We do. But this will be heart healthy. So
now, the participating art galleries in that, will they have a piece of the art that's going to be online?
Correct.
For people to view?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not only will you be able to check out the art online on that Friday night, and then for the next, you know, week-ish of the auction, the galleries and our sponsors will have the art physically at their locations. And so you can go during their business hours and check them out as well.
So that evening, what else will be available?
Well, for instance, at the Pioneer Museum, we're actually going to have a system dietitian available, and she's going to have tips for heart-healthy diets. And we also might have cookies available there.
Wait a minute. Heart-healthy cookies or heart-shaped cookies?
Yes.
Yeah. Both.
Well, you know what? You have to, in moderation, you know, everyone knows, even though I'm
yes.
pretty sure your dietitian is going to talk about the Mediterranean diet, because
perhaps.
I've spoken with her before, and that's kind of her thing. And I don't have a problem with that. That's pretty good. So now, excuse me, I swallow.
Okay.
So now, one of the important things to mention here, I don't want to forget this, is to mention the sponsors that are participating in this, because you couldn't do it without the
Absolutely.
Help of others. Who are
Absolutely.
Some of the folks that are?
Generous people. Three River Casino, Banner Bank, Ostentatious, and Oregon Pacific Bank are all sponsors for this event. You're right.
As is Oregon Coast Magazine.
Ah,
and
yes.
Sayus Law News.
Yes.
And then some of our participating galleries include FRA, Backstreet Gallery, Jane Smoley's Gallery, Beaux Arts.
Well, Silver Linings.
Silver Lining Boutiques.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Now, where can people go to find out? What's the website where people can go to?
Okay. The website is, listen carefully, https://phheart21.ggo.bid. I'm sorry, that is
the
shortcut.
One you got, huh?
That's
the
shortcut.
Shortest one you could get.
That's actually the shortcut, yeah. So,
however, it'll be available.
Yeah, so it's going to be on Peace Harbor's Facebook page.
Okay.
It'll be listed in the Sayus Law News. It'll be listed on the Oregon Coast Magazine website. Or you can always call me if you have questions and you want to learn more. My phone number is 541-902-6589. Again, 541-902-6589. And I'm happy to help set you up with auction registration and walk you through how to make your bids.
And we can also put a link to this on the corresponding Our Town when we upload the actual audio of the thing. So next week it'll be on there as
cool.
well.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, cool. Ladies, thank you both for coming in here. Oh, do you have a goal on how much you want to raise?
As much as possible.
As much as possible.
These pieces of equipment are
not
inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at close to $400,000 for a CT scanner upgrade. And then it's, I think, right around 200,000 for an echocardiogram. Yeah, heart equipment's not inexpensive.
$750,000 wouldn't be a bad, you know. You might not get that in one shot, but whatever you get.
Exactly. We'll be coming back with more fundraisers, you know.
In the future. But this is really important for us to not only bring awareness to the community about the heart care options that are offered at Peace Harbor, but also bring people back into the galleries and the restaurants and these businesses that have been hit really hard with COVID. This is just our way of involving the community in what we're doing in a fun way.
Right. So while the auction itself is virtual, the celebration before that is live. So,
correct. Yeah, yes.
Right. Yeah, that Friday night, July 23rd from 5 to 8 on Bay Street. A little bit further with Ostentatious and the Pioneer Museum.
Paula Burnett is the president of the board at Peace Harbor Foundation. Heather Quazanza is the executive director. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
We'll finish off the July edition of Our Town, and we'll speak with Chris Mason from New Friends Memory Care on a multifaceted job fair that's coming up at the end of this month.